Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It is Trotty for breakfast and our 5 a.m. song to get us going. The Jay Giles Band there in Centrefold. Love it. It's 5:07. Good morning, everybody. Hope you got through Monday. Okay, after a late night Saturday night, I had to have a nana nap yesterday afternoon. Fair dinkum. Anyway, I got through it and got out to have a bit of a row on the river in the afternoon, and it was just beautiful. Once you got out of the northerly wind and hugged the northern banks, gee, it blew. And again today, we're in for a shocker. I know the fireys are on high alert today. The Weather Bureau has issued a fire weather warning for the mid-north coast. Hot and sunny, 32 to 38. And the coastal waters, there's a strong wind warning for the Macquarie Coast today for northerlies, 10 to 30 knots. So let's get through today. I think it's going to be another stinker tomorrow. And then a southerly arise for about 4 days. We may get a couple of showers with it as well. They'll bring temperatures down to about 24 to 28 degrees, which will be good. Yeah. Major news stories of the day. Well, we've all followed this and can't believe they locked this bloke up. Footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi has left a jail in Thailand, as you've heard with Hannah Rose Hamer at the top of the hour in Thailand. And the story is Bahrain have dropped their extradition case, and he'll soon be on his way back home to Australia, and he's expected to receive a hero's welcome. Did you see him in the bare feet with the chains around him? And don't muck around in Thailand. Anyway, that's good news, and it's been a big effort by everybody involved. I think the first bloke I heard talk about it was Craig Foster, the former Australian footballer, who really put a strong case to get this poor bloke out. Anyway, looks like he's on his way home, which is good. Also today, locally, as we spoke about, fire weather warning for today. We've all got to be really, really careful. Hot, dry and windy conditions ahead of a cold front are generating elevated fire dangers across the state today, including us here on the Mid-North Coast. In sport, as we mentioned, the Big Bash semi-finals getting a day closer, only 2 days away. The Hurricanes taking on the Stars, that's on Thursday. Renegades taking on the Sixers Friday, with the grand final on Sunday, which will be an absolute hoot. On the show today, plenty happening, including more Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to give away. These are like gold. $240 worth for the two tickets. Again, I'll ask you a pretty easy question today. And if you get it right, you get the two tickets to the Red Hot Summer Tour, proudly presented by Triple M, Saturday, March 16 at Westport Park in Port Macquarie. How good is the lineup? The legend that is Susie Quattro, the Angels, the Baby Animals, the Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures and Chocolate Starfish. That is some type of lineup, let me tell you. Also on the show today, of course, Bluey back. He'll give us all the fishing news and where the big ones are biting after six. There's $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Abraham Lincoln, Charles Darwin and Christina Ricci. Also, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:11. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Kempsey Central is open and trading while their new Majestic Cinema takes shape. Come on in and support your local retailers. You can also find out more about them on their Facebook page or visit kempseycentral.com.au. Download an entry form, vote for your favourite retailer and enter before 22nd of March. And you and your fave retailer could win a hamper filled with goodies from Kempsey Central. Locals supporting locals. Kempsey Central, the heart of it all. Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
The headquarters of the Cactus Labour Party. That's the Golden Happy Dragon Silver Fun Moon Restaurant in Manuka.
Thanks for coming, brothers. I think this is a great opportunity to give my thoughts on the things we need to do in the coming month.
Oh, sit down and shut up, Bill, mate.
In a sec, brother Penny Ping Pong. I simply want to say that this election we face is nothing less than the most important election ever, to the thousands and thousands of struggling mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and...
Bill, shut up. You're making everyone fall asleep face down in their short suits.
I don't think that was me, Penny. Penny, wake up.
Just don't talk, you boring knob. Even the fish in the tank have gone belly up.
No, brother Anthony Albo.
Well, for God's sake, Bill, have some mercy. You'd bore the pants off Mother Teresa.
Oh, I'm not that boring, Doug McDoug. Why has Brother Tanya got dim sims in her ears?
Has he finished talking yet? I'm hungry.
You just be quiet, Bill, while we try to figure out an election-winning policy.
Yeah, like how to stop the addiction to prescription drugs in sport. Now, that's a vote winner. Voters like sport.
Yeah, mate, all those pills are a terrible problem in footy. I remember when a hard tackle used to make my bones rattle. Now the players just rattle all the time.
Excuse me, I'm off to the bathroom.
Just a wee minute, Bill. Why are you rattling?
Uh-oh, we should have picked this up earlier.
All the signs were there, mate.
Tell us, laddie, how many Valium do you take a day?
About 30. I've done that for my entire political career. It's very stressful. Do you think it's too many? I'd hate to think it somehow affects things between us, brothers. But the truth is, this therapy
has he finished talking yet? I'm starving!
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, and a reminder, the Fishing Best Bet is to keep your lid on fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
Now, how was your first official Monday back behind the desk there?
It was quite good, yeah. A few people came and saw me and welcomed me back, and, yeah, it was a nice day. We had a little bit of a northeast. We got back up in about lunchtime there, but we got out in the water for a little bit and had a bit of a fish, and we raised a couple of flatheads. Whiting seems to be very popular at the moment in the FPL. I was very surprised how big the schools of whiting are. So, yeah, the fishing seemed not too bad considering the conditions.
Yeah, middle of last week I went for a paddle up near where you are, and I couldn't believe on the really shallow sand flats, Bluey, the whiting were everywhere.
Yes, so good schools of whiting in the FPL. I did see some blackfish, so they're starting to school up again. Brim look like they're all up... up the top end of the estuary at the present moment, so we'll need a fair bit of rain to get them back down here. But all in all, the red weed seemed to have cleared. It seemed to be good clean water here mid-afternoon yesterday, so I was very impressed with that. So maybe we're heading in the right direction.
I hope so, Bluey, but you've got a strong wind warning for the northerlies today and a severe weather warning and a fire warning. How are we going so far?
Well, I'm a bit surprised. I think he's got the air conditioning up too high, because I think we're going to have a nice day here, so it'll be interesting to see which one of us is right.
All right. Well, I'm looking out at a flag that's blustering already outside the Triple M weather shack, but anyway.
Well, it looks like you're in front of the moment.
I think I am. All right. Now, you've got to stick your neck out here. Where are we going to try and go for a fish today?
Well, I reckon it's going to be good. I reckon that wind will die off by mid-morning, and I reckon once that tide changes, we'll head out to the beaches this morning. We'll take a few worms with us, we'll get a few pippies, and I reckon we'll chase whiting and brim on the beaches.
Whiting and brim, okie dokie.
Yep, I reckon that wind will allow us to do it. So you reckon we'll be home for morning tea, and I reckon we'll be home about lunchtime. Let's see how we go.
Let's see who's right. Okie dokie, fair enough. Well, that's good. Any fishing club news, either from the weekend or coming up?
No, I've got none at the present moment, but I'll try and hunt some up today, sort of. Just one day, first day back, it sort of made it a bit hard to get it done in one day, sort of. So I'll chase that all up today.
Oh, well done. Okie dokie. Yep. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that. Then we've got Pat Cummins picking up the Alan Border medal in the cricket overnight, and we've got the semi-finals of the Big Bash Thursday and Friday. The Hurricanes will host the Stars Thursday. The Renegades will host the Sixers Friday. Now, the grand final will be on Sunday. And out of those remaining teams, Bluey, who do you favour? Have you been watching it?
I've been watching a little bit of it, and I thought that the two Melbourne teams, about a month ago, I thought the two Melbourne teams would face off in the semi-final. So that hasn't happened. So I reckon they'll face off in the final.
Okie dokie. It'll be interesting to see what happens. The Sixers burnt a really good opportunity to host a final, but anyway.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
And what about since Justin Langer's gone from the Scorchers? Didn't they have a shocker this year?
Yeah, so I did predict that because of his coaching ability and the way he got that team around, that they would sort of have a bit of a dip in their performance, and that and the and also the Adelaide team too that weren't consistent. Yeah. And plus, and Brisbane, three teams that didn't. The standout team, of course, is Hobart.
They've come from,
where they were mid-pack to lead for most of the competition. So, so it's better. Like a upside-down competition compared to last year.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, all the action starts on Thursday, but congratulations to Pat Cummins overnight. All righty, thank you for that, Bluey. I hope you don't get blown out of your little shed there today. And just repeating, he's a gay man. He's sending us out to the beach.
Yeah, put plenty of sunscreen on today. You'll need it. We're out to the beaches. We're going to try for a brim or a whiting on beachworms or pippies.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
On the Mid-North Coast today, sunny and a top of 35. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The Rural Fire Service has put out the warning for a total fire ban today across the Mid-North Coast. The North Coast area has a severe fire danger rating, with temperatures in places like Kempsey set to get up to 39. The reminder is that bushfires are more likely to spread and cause damage in the hot, dry and windy conditions. No fire may be lit in the open and all fire permits are suspended. A Charles Sturt University research team in Port Macquarie is hoping to use smart parking sensor technology to ensure we'll always be able to find a spot. The team say 30% of traffic congestion in cities is caused by drivers searching for spaces. Dr. Sebi Rehman says the project has used real-time parking availability data from parking sensors to predict where we'll be able to stop.
We just wanted to do a pilot study, and then now we gonna try to basically expose this to a bigger environment. So we thought we should start from our own campus with the parking space that we have at the moment. So the study was focused around that area.
The team are hoping the program will soon be available in the form of an app. An unusual task for the Port Macquarie SES unit on the weekend called to a cow rescue. It had gotten stuck in a ditch in some mud and needing some rope to help it get out. It was an overall busy weekend for the unit, also called to several properties following Saturday evening's wild weather. Local residents who own zombie knives will soon have to hand them in to police. Here's Sheree Coleman.
Police Minister Troy Gratz announced they're to be declared prohibited weapons. The large knives with multi-edged blades have images, words or markings suggesting they're intended to be used for violence. The prohibition will come into force at the end of the month. Anyone in possession of a zombie knife will need to contact their local police station to make arrangements before handing in the weapons.
Now to sport. The Northern Heat squad back out in the hot and humid conditions on the weekend for a big training session. The team forms a pathway program for those from the north of the state under 18. There are eight from the North Coast AFL comp from Port Macquarie, Meraki, Kilpatrick. The session was held in Byron Bay where they had the opportunity to work with the strong Burleigh Bombers side. It was the last training session before they play the under 18 Burleigh Colts, that in early March. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. Most of our beaches are a little bit messy this morning due to that strong northeaster yesterday afternoon, but those northern corners are probably the pick for the waves today. Waves are fairly average on most of our beaches. We do have a small easterly swell running. Wave size is around that 2 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. We do have a low tide around 8:30, and that northeaster is going to strengthen during the morning. High tide is around 2:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees, but in some places it's very cold, around 16 to 17 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Alan Parsons will release his new album, The Secret, on April 26th. The Secret will be the first Alan Parsons album since 2004's A Valid Path, which saw him work with David Gilmour and The Crystal Method. 90s child pop stars Hanson revealed they've now got 13 children between them. 35-year-old Taylor is the best producer of the band and was the first band member to marry back in 2002. He and his wife Natalie Bryant have six. CBS Films has released the first trailer for Pavarotti, a new documentary from director Ron Howard that explores the life of the iconic opera singer. The film will hit theatres June 7, going against X-Men, Dark Phoenix and The Secret Life of Pets 2.
The reason why he is great is he lived those songs. Pavarotti.
Triple M. Marina with the traffic not far away. Brian Ferry on the M's. Let's stick together. Yes, why not? Nine to seven. I was going to say seven to nine. Thank heavens I didn't.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is. He'd bring a bit of sanity to the show. The great man, Lee Jollo, from the newsroom.
G'day, mate.
How are you, Lee?
Pretty good.
We're about talking about having afternoon naps when you work our hours. Occasionally you have one. And
yep.
That terrible one where you go too long and you wake up because it's either the phone or something startled you. Yeah. But you have no idea what day it is or whether it's night or day.
Yep.
And you have the impression of a pillow or a beanbag down the side of your face when you look in the mirror and try and splash some water on it.
Yeah.
It's exactly horrifying, right. Isn't it?
Yeah,
look
sometimes
at yourself and go,
occasionally I've just fallen asleep on the carpet and then, yeah, I'll have all spots all over my face
that's
where the carpet's imprinted in
the
my
carpet.
Head.
That's
exactly.
The yep. I've got one of those old-fashioned, like, corduroy beanbags. It's a favourite one. Brown cushion when my son was little. Now he's now 29. But, yeah, if you had the brown cushion on your face, it was like, what have you done to your face? Anyway, we better get on with this. What is making news in the papers today, Lee?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline, Eco Lawfare. The chief judge of the New South Wales Land and Environment Court, who blocked a coal mine due to factors including climate change, founded the Environmental Legal Centre that represented a client for whom he last week ruled in favour. As well as that, cometh the hour, Cummins the man. Crack fast bowler Pat Cummins secured his first Allan Border medal at the Australian Cricket Awards last night. It was a magical evening for the 25-year-old, who spent 6 years out of the test side battling injuries. In the women's categories, Alyssa Healy took home all three main gongs. And Bill's boats back down at Bill Shorten last night backflipped on Labor support for Kerem Phelps' plan to make it easier to transfer asylum seekers to Australia after the opposition leader was given a security briefing yesterday. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, election clash on east-west rail line. Labor leader Michael Daly has committed to spending $8 billion to fast-track the Sydney Metro West project between Parramatta and the CBD in an election pitch designed to resonate with voters in vulnerable seats in Sydney's west. And free to come home, refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi is to be freed from his prison cell in Thailand and allowed to return home to Australia as early as today.
Yeah, isn't that a great story? You know, the videos they showed, I mean, you hear like, oh, he's in jail, but that when they trotted him out and he's in bare feet with the chains around him, like, hello, what year? Is this 2019?
Exactly. Yeah,
anyway, it's great news he's back.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones that a lot of Australia's gotten around to, all in support of him, so it's great to feel it's sort of a community feel around Australia wanting this guy to get home. Yeah. So, yeah, it's good.
Listen, I think one thing he won't be doing is going for a Thai green curry tonight when he gets home. I think give it a wide berth
right
for a bit. All right. Now, again, being serious, on the Triple M local news, we've got some really important warnings that are out today. We're all going to be a little bit careful and think of our fireys.
Yeah, definitely. So our fireys will be on high alert today because we've got elevated fire danger today for the North Coast region. That fire danger rating is listed as severe. We are expecting temperatures, as you mentioned today, in places inland like Kempsey to get up to 38. Alongside the heat, we're also expecting gusty winds, increasing the risk of any fires being fanned. During the day, no fire may be lit in the open and all fire permits have been suspended.
Good on you. All right. Thank you, Lee. Those stories and more coming up in the news at 7. And coming up after 7, an interesting one, Lee, because I think you might fall in this category. But we're talking about old people like myself today and reminiscing on our childhood and things that millennials would have no idea about. Now, I've opened with two. One is going to play on the monkey bars. And the other one was the excitement of dropping your film off, right, when you've been on holidays, to the chemist. to be developed.
Oh, yeah.
And you used to put in this little, they used to have like a bag you put it in, and you put your name and address on it, and then you'd come back in about 7 to 10 days to get your holiday photos. And you could have the little canisters would either hold 12 shots or 24 or 36 was the big one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take
you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I actually do. I actually do because Mum is before my time, really. Yeah. But yeah, Mum a few times did I recall take her films into the chemist or whatever she did.
This is when you were going to England at 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good on you, legal, right? Stuff that millennials would have no idea about. You can call 132710, email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. We'll do that coming up after 7 here at Triple M. Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki with Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls. And before too long, it is 7:09. Oh, it is a cracker morning, beautiful sunrise. But, gee, we have a fire weather warning for the North Coast today. Stinking hot, up to about 38 degrees in the inland areas. Getting your thoughts this morning on things millennials would have no idea about. Because you and I are old. Yeah, we know that. I've opened with monkey bars and the excitement of going to the chemist to pick up your developed films. They would have no idea about the excitement about that. 132710. Let's go to Greg in Laurieton. G'day, Greg.
How you going, Mark?
Good, buddy. Something the millennials would have no idea about?
Well, I'm sure you did the same as me. The anticipation of saving up your pocket money when you know Cracker Night's coming up and you're going to go and buy Catherine Wheels, Rockets and Bungers. And then being able to scrap them bungers together and see how high you can launch the paint tin.
Oh, that's right. What about the other one of, you know, putting you're putting your skyrockets in your milk bottles? They'd have no idea.
No, that's right.
They
missed a whole chapter in history, really, haven't they?
Yeah, good on you, Greg. Love that one. All right, 132710. We go to Joe at Stewart's River. G'day, Joe.
G'day. How are you?
Good. Something millennials would have no idea about?
Oh, God, the game. You know, Knuckles?
Knuckles, that's right.
Remember Knuckles?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it. And that had entertained me for hours.
I know exactly what you mean. You're dead right. Thank you, Joe. We go to Len now in Port Macquarie. Len, something that millennials would have no idea about?
Mate, it's got to be a bike that's got no gears.
That's right.
They wouldn't have an idea.
Oh, how hard were they to get up the hills?
Yeah, exactly. And then an old favourite, a safari suit. They wouldn't know what a safari suit was.
Len, I think of all the things that you'd like to bring back, you know, we're talking about bungers and crackers there and that, I don't think a safari suit is one of them because they were definitely an acquired taste, weren't they?
Well, that's true. But, yeah. I mean, they were cool with a pair of wasties. You used to put the old big three-button wasties on with them, you know, like a 10-cent lolly bag, mate.
That's right. 10 cents worth of mixed lollies.
Yeah. And the bloke would stick his hand in all the different lollies.
There were no scoops back in those days.
Yeah, that's what bloody hands were for.
Good on you, Len. Thank you for that. Good on you, buddy. There are so many people reacting to it too on our Triple M Facebook site. Thank you, everybody, who's taken time to send us something. I'll read a few of the good ones out for you. John says, getting up off the lounge to change the TV station. Yes. Sheena says, a Walkman and cassette tape. Listening to the radio to hit record when your favourite song came on. Sheena, you're exactly right. And what about if your brother or sister or one of your dumb friends came in and spoke just as you started to record? Oh, that was shocking. Diane says, what about penny toilets? Faye says, having to dial numbers on the phone and waiting till after 7 to make long-distance calls because it was cheaper and the phone was always on the wall. Yes, very good. Julia, here's one that's close to my heart because I was a milko back when I was young. Milk delivered to the door and Mum leaving empty milk bottles out with the money to pay for it and then the birds picking through the lids to eat the cream. Of course. Nikki says, using your arm to wind the car window up and down. Oh, dear. Howard says, a typewriter. The fruit and vegetable truck that used to come to the door. Candy says she fell off many monkey bars when she was a kid. And Keith says, what about the Rolodex. Oh, Keith, the Rolodex, where everybody used to store their phone numbers. Yeah, things that millennials would had no idea about. 13 27 10.
Music.
Triple M. The Red Hot Summer Tour is Australia's favourite one-day music event, and it's on again in 2019 with the ultimate rock lineup, starring Suzi Quattro, The Angels, Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures and Chocolate Starfish. The Red Hot Summer Tour rocks at Westport Park, Port Macquarie, Saturday, March 16th.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we got tickets to give away now in the Red Hot Quiz, which we're doing all this week. $240 worth of tickets. We go to Lynn at Johns River. G'day, Lynn. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. I need you to name these three songs, Lynn. Here we go. Linny, give us the three.
After the Rain.
Yep, that's the first one.
Take a Long Line.
Oh, it's not Take a Long Line, Linny. Okie dokie. Act two on the show, Brad. Import. What's the three songs, Brad?
After the Rain.
Yep.
Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?
Yep.
And Coming Down.
Ah, Brad, how about that? $240 worth of tickets, mate. Double pass. You're off to the Red Hot Summer Tour. How good's that?
That's awesome, Johnny. Good stuff.
Good on you, buddy. Hold the line. Caleb will have more this afternoon, more tickets to give away for the Day of Days. It's Saturday, March 18, presented by the M's, the Red Hot Summer Tour.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been while you were...
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, classic hits, Meat Loaf. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's 8:10.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if Heidi can get the cash today. $1,000 on offer thanks to 40 Winks. Let's go to Warhope. G'day, Heidi. How are you?
Good, thank you, Johnny. How are you?
Terrific. What are you up to today, Heidi?
Just heading to work.
Heading to work. It does interrupt our lives, doesn't it, eh?
It does. I love myself.
All righty. Let's try and spin you up $1,000 to make it a nice trip to work for you today. What number are we looking for you?
Number two, please.
Number two's for Heidi. All right, come on, number two. Come on, number two. Around she goes. Come on. Oh, no, Heidi. There is a two there, but there's two of them. It's landed on the number 22. Wish I could give you the cash, but I can't. But end of the month, Heidi, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag. It's jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win it. We thank you for the call. Good on you, Heidi.
Thank you. Bye.
Okie dokie. Birthdays today. I can tell you, if you are birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Abraham Lincoln, Charles Darwin, and Christina Ricci, all born on this day, the 12th of February.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast with more Red Hot Summer Tour to tickets to be given away this afternoon with Caleb in How Hot Is It? Don't miss it. It's good fun with a young fella. That is Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum at 13 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Well, she's dancing. She's, in the garden today. You're all over the place. G'day, Christy.
Hello. Very good, thank you. And how hot is it today?
38, I think, in the western areas. And in all seriousness, that is a pretty fair-dinkum-band, a fire weather warning. How long since we've had one of those?
I know.
So everyone's got to be careful today.
Yes, please do. And what's on around the Mid-North Coast, the Port Macquarie Garden Club will hold their next AGM meeting today at the Baptist Church Hall in McIntyre Street in Port Macquarie. In swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street, and Zumba dance classes. They're every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions. You've got 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low impact class, or 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. So get along and play some Zumba or dance to some Zumba. If you've got a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. It's 12 to 9. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Classic hits. Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way. From that wonderful live album, Frampton Comes Alive, we all played and played and played and played. That's it for us on the show for today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up at triplem.com.au. It's that simple. Tomorrow, you'll laugh, you'll cry. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, more Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to give away. Ray after 9, have a great Tuesday.
And you have a treasure that money can't buy.